Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
My next guest supplies eggs to the biggest supermarkets in Ireland, courtesy of 120,000 chickens supplying millions of eggs every year. Connolly Eggs mostly supply organic and free-range products, and this month have signed a major deal with Marks & Spencers. But will they be impacted by rising inflation and animal feed costs caused by this war? Kevin Connolly is the quality manager with Connolly Organic Eggs and has brought some eggs in with it. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you very much for having
me. What kind of eggs do you sell?
Joe, we supply a free-range, organic free-range and barn eggs, so we do. So, yeah.
And you supply at Marks and Sparks and any other supermarkets?
Yeah, so we supply into Marks and Spencers. Recently got that contract with them there, and we also supply Lidl and Aldi, and we do feed services with Cisco Foods, so we do. So, yeah, and then we have our own wee small markets after that there, local shops and that there.
So I mentioned that you got 120,000 eggs, animals or chickens.
Yep.
They're not all yours. Some of them are from nearby farms in Monaghan.
So we have our own site. So we have where we have a 7 hen houses on site where we supply into our own packing centre. But we also have satellite growers where farmers and families have built farms and built sheds, and they supply into our packing centre. And then we pack them and then send them off to the supermarket every day.
You tag them and you date them and all that. You brought in some eggs today.
Yeah, so I took in.
They all come in with a code. Every single egg has a code, so you know exactly when it was laid and from which barn.
Yeah, so that's a major thing with the egg industry is traceability. And part of my job is we make sure that every egg is traceable right from the start. From the board, what house it come from, what flock that was, we can trace it from the, it's printed on each egg, the house code and the best before date. So when you buy that there in the shop, we can take that back from that day, what feed it at, who was on the lines packing, the packaging, all information.
Animal husbandry. And how many eggs in a year would a typical chicken lay?
So hens start to lay between 18 and 20 weeks, so they do. So over their laying period, they could lay between 330 to 350 eggs, depending on production.
So almost one a day.
Yeah, you go to definitely one a day, at their max.
And you get them when they're, a day or two old, chicks or something?
So on our own farm, and for the M&S market we're supplying it, our own farm, we take in the day old chick, so we do, and we rear it for 4 months in our specialist rearing sheds.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that there, it's transferred into our poultry sheds on site. And then they're there for their terms, and we take the eggs from them.
What is their term?
14 months we keep them for on site.
14 months.
14
right,
months.
Okay. And then do they go off to a slaughtering house or what happens?
Yes, then they go off to a factory. And
abattoir?
Abattoir.
All right, okay. Now, this is a question I'm always wondering. What's the difference between an organic egg and a free-range egg?
So an organic egg, organic eggs are certified by a certifying body in Ireland, usually the Organic Trust, the Irish Egg Association, or the IOA.
Mm.
Now, the difference is the usable floor area within the organic is a lot less. So you can only maximise a flock at 3,000 boards in organic, whereas in free-range or barn, you can increase that.
Chicken.
So you could have flocks of 16, 20, 30,000 barn, 50, 60, 70. Their feed in organic is 100% organic feed. So it is. So it just leaves in that there's no GMs or anything, or artificial amino acids or anything like that, or artificial colours.
And can you taste the difference?
Yes, I could. Some people say, you can notice the colour. A lot of people say that a really dark, bright yolk is very natural, but that's not the case. With organic, you have a very pale yellow yolk.
Oh, it's a pale one for us.
Yeah, it's very, very pale. Mm. And we've had people before say, them yolks and them eggs is very pale. But that's natural. That's nature.
Right.
So it is where the other types of eggs, they use more corn and maize and that there to pump it up, you know, to get the colour more nice and bright and red. It's all, you know. So that's the organic egg.
Do you sell into... You're in Monaghan, you're on the border.
Yep.
Are you allowed to sell into Northern Ireland?
No. We don't sell across into Northern Ireland. But
Northern Irish companies can sell into here.
Yes.
It seems a bit of a mismatch.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mismatch. It's got to do with their farm assurance schemes in... It's called the Red Tractor and the British Lion Egg Code, where they don't allow... a southern eggs to come across into
the, and that's not post-Brexit, that's always
no,
been the way.
Yeah, that's kind of always been the way. It's just a more difficult market to get into with the, probably there's a different pricing structure in that in Northern Ireland also from the Republic, so there is, so it's just, it'll be harder till.
Which means that you can't sell into M&S in Northern Ireland?
No, it'll be very hard to compete across it. Yeah. You couldn't, no.
And are you anticipating animal feed to go up now?
Yeah, I would say, look at with all energy costs, you know, yourself, the increase of that there be seen as it all relays back to the production, you know. Food production is very heavily reliant on energy costs. Mm-hmm. So as soon as it goes up, you do see the cost of production.
But you don't need fertilizer per se, but it's all about animal feed for
no,
you.
No, but I suppose fertilizer relates back then to the animal feed of the grown of that.
Right.
You have the fuel to process and draw of you know, transportation and all that there. Yeah. So
so you think
I would say you'll probably see in time probably the price of eggs haven't increased. Look at, I suppose the farmer on the ground, the investment that they have to do at the minute has doubled over the last 3 or 4 years, and to get like young people to come into it now, like you need to be, it needs to be viable. Like the farmers on the ground, like margins just be tight for them, like, you know, and
right.
We don't like to see the farmer on the ground being squeezed, you know, no. Because at the end of it, the farmer is the cornerstone of the food industry, you know, and we need the farmer to keep our packing centre going, and without them investing in it and being interested in it and getting well paid for it and the amount of effort that they put in, it's no really good for anybody, you know. So we'd like to see, like, if prices had increased, that we would.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. And best of luck to you and your family. It's a family business, of course. That's Connolly Organic Eggs. And that's Kevin Connolly, the quality manager. And don't forget the Green Business Person of the Month on News Talk with Repac. If you know a candidate who you feel has excelled in embracing sustainability in their business, you can nominate them or even nominate yourself at newstalk.com/green.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.